I'm joined today with Jerry, an integral psychologist and Orwellian from the Netherlands. Welcome, Jerry.
Hi, Maëlys. I'm very happy to be here.
Wonderful. I'm happy you're here also to give us a little information about your talk that you're giving on the 27th of September. You're presenting an introduction to Seven Eyes, a tool for psychological and spiritual development.
Yes.
Can you give us a preview of your talk?
Well, that's not so easy in a few sentences, but I will give it a try.
Okay.
And to keep it also simple, because it's very much what I will present them in the course where I'm introducing for. Well, it's a tool, that in the first place. It's only a tool for people to discover who they really are. Because we never learned in schools who we are ourselves. We learned about history, where all kinds of places on the earth are, and geography, and so on and so on. But we never learned who we are ourselves. As if it's too difficult for people, but it is not. So, and to have some insight, some knowledge, some experiences also with that knowledge about yourself is helping people very much.
And you're giving us tools. This is a word that we hear a lot, the tools to succeed and get ahead. So the seven eyes, well, what does seven eyes mean?
Seven eyes is a little bit a joke in the sense that eyes are looking at it, at something. The eyes are perceiving something. The eyes are meant for observing. So that's one of the things. But we are speaking about seven eyes. That are seven levels of observing, seven levels of looking at. And at every level, there is also another identity of yourself. Your identity is mainly formed by the way you are looking at yourself, the way you are looking at your situation, the way you are looking at the world. So exploring at seven levels who you are is a beautiful exploration, is a joyful happening.
So joyful, is it the kind of tool that allows us to feel more at ease with ourselves, with what we see?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because it's also explaining why you are as you are. We are growing up, especially in the West, with two big responsibilities about ourselves, with all kinds of morals about it. But the fact is that we are discovering in psychology that we are not so responsible for who we are. And that discovery is giving so much freedom. And together with that, we can be in several ways in our life. We are not one person, only at one level, mainly the mental level or the emotional level in the West. We have much more levels in ourselves that will surprise you and can enrich your life. And that's the joy where I'm speaking about.
I see. Can you give us an example of one of the tools, or perhaps in your introductory talk, you'll show us one of the tools or demonstrate with those that come?
Yeah, with the tools. Tools are instruments and concepts. The structure of Seven Eyes is a tool in itself that you can use. But the way we are working with that structure is by perceiving, by witnessing, by observing, not by learning in the traditional sense, and mental learning. No, we are not doing that. We are not working with thinking. We are just perceiving what we are observing, and to explore at seven levels in our being what we are observing. And as I said before, what we are observing that we are. And that's the journey where I invite people to go together with.
And Is this method that you have taught for a while, that you have shared, trained people for a while, or is this something new since you've been in Oroville?
No. I'm at the moment retired for 7 years, and after my retirement, I did it for my pleasure. Because I was reflecting on my life as a psychologist, an organizational psychologist, a clinical psychologist, a developmental psychologist. And I worked at many places, and I was looking at what is really making the difference for people. And I discovered making the difference is how people are perceiving themselves and their situation, and their freedom to choose another perspective, the wisdom of choosing another perspective. And I thought, how am I going to give this knowledge back to people? And then I worked this system out. I constructed the system. I gave many groups for many years, and I saw the most remarkable transformation in these groups. Without speaking about spirituality, but just in psychological sense, that they are not anymore identifying with themselves as a body, identifying with certain feelings, identifying with certain convictions. They could look at it and they could have a smile about having them and understanding why they have that conviction, because it's totally understandable when you take a step backwards and look at it.
So it sounds perhaps like a tool to help release unwanted perceptions?
Absolutely. So it is really freeing yourself from all these guilt feelings about what you think you are responsible for yourself.
And so the psychological aspect is clear. Mm-hmm. And then the spiritual transformation and development.
Yeah.
Is there something that was inspiring to you, perhaps from Sri Aurobindo, when you developed this as a spiritual tool as well?
It sounds a little bit strange, but it was the other way around.
Uh-huh.
So I discovered that Sri Aurobindo said yoga is psychology. And I'm totally agreeing with him. Because what I was seeing in my groups is just by the perceiving and the becoming aware of themselves that the change happened. And we are not even speaking about spirituality. But by this identifying, by the freedom, people are going inside with a real question, who am I? Not in a defensive sense or in a surviving mode, but much more from a sort of curiousness, from a wondering. When I'm not my body, when I'm not my feelings, when I'm not my conscience, who am I? And then this question is automatically opening up to the spiritual level. And there you can continue with Aurobindo, because after this psychological aspect, I stop. The seventh is still something we take a decision on the psychological level, afterwards not anymore. But before that time in the development, a lot also on the spiritual level is happening. Another aspect of the spiritual is that I discovered that the light where we are speaking about, the Aurobindo, the light is concrete, the perception, the way of looking at becoming aware, opening up by perceiving it, is really the light where we are speaking about. And that to let that light coming in at every aspect, at every level in your being, is transforming. And that's not a philosophy, it's a practical experience. I never realized that it was such a truth.
And so the psychic being that Sri Aurobindo talks about is very much the psychology that a professional psychologist is working with people, the emotional and the mental and even physical things, people that have physical reactions to their emotions.
No. The psychic being where Aurobindo and Mother are speaking about is something totally different.
Uh-huh.
At a moment I said even that seven eyes is the preparation for opening up to the psychic being. So the psychic being is the connection with your soul, with your Atman. And the soul is by definition free of all these conditionings and convictions. It's really very connected to your deeper inner truth. But to open up to the psychic being, as Aurobindo is Sri Aurobindo is speaking about, you have to realize what it is not.
So it's not your mind, it's not your body, and it's not your emotions.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's beyond. It can be expressed by the mind, it can be expressed by feelings, it can be expressed even in your body. But it is not your body, it is not your feelings, and it is not your mind. It's something beyond where you get in touch with.
So the introduction talk is laying out information about the process of using seven eyes. And after that, there'll be a course?
Yes.
And can you give us a bit of information about the course?
Yeah, the course will start in the second half of October, maybe the beginning of November. I'm not set a date yet. The first course will be until April next year. It will be once in the 2 weeks for one part of the day, an afternoon or an evening. I'm not sure at the moment what to choose. Then there will be a continuing course after it, the second part. So the first part is really exploring yourself. The second part is how to help other people further in their life with this knowledge, with these abilities. And after that, you can even continue with all other aspects of life to deepen it. But that's more far in the future. This introduction is for the first course to work with it yourself.
And that would run from October until approximately April?
Yes.
And it would be two times in a month?
Yes.
And the time and the day will be determined in the future, in the near future?
Yes.
Okay. And the introduction talk that we're previewing today with this interview will be at 4 o'clock on the 27th of September.
Yes.
It's a Thursday.
This month. It will be until 5:30, 1.5 hour. I will give a little bit an overview of the seven eyes shortly, but I will also give some experiences before. So you have also experiential, some insight about what it is doing with you. I think that's much more important than getting a new theory. So I really invite people to come there and to just to see, because it's not for everyone. People are learning at all kinds of ways. But the people who really want to have a structure and to systematically work at themselves and are really serious about life and the transformation, as well as psychological and spiritual, then I have, from my heart, invite them, because in the past I had beautiful experiences with the results of it. By the way, spiritual and psychological is for me not something very different.
Jerry, can you give us some contact information in case someone would like to reach you before the event?
Well, I'm also having Matram here in Matram, and maybe they can send some questions to Matram.
Matram, M-A-T-T-R-A-M, at oroville.org.in. That's the email?
Yes.
Okay.
Then the questions are coming at my desk, and I for sure will answer them. And
Wonderful. And in terms of where the event will be, is it true that you will post in Oroville's news and notes, and also in Oronet as to the exact location?
Well, these are our plans. Until now, the position of the place will be in Matram. We have a little group room where we can have maybe 20 people. But I think we have maybe to look at a bigger facilitation when more people are coming. But I will put it in the news and notes and order it.
Okay, wonderful. So we can expect to see the exact place. And of course, we know the time is Thursday, the 27th of September, from 4 until 5:30. And Jerry, thank you so much for coming in today and giving us a preview of your upcoming presentation, An Introduction to the Seven Eyes, a Tool for Psychological and Spiritual Development.
Thank you so much, Marylis. And well, I'm looking forward to meet you and other people at that information.
Thank you, Jerry.